This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Sagarmatha Sambad, Nepal's multi-stakeholder forum for dialogue on climate action, concludes with adoption of 25-point Sagarmatha call for action. Government sees dialogue as key platform for global climate justice advocacy. House of Representatives endorses Shaheed Dasrath Chand Health Science University Bill. And Israel to allow basic quantity of food into Gaza to avoid starvation crisis. Now the news in detail. Sagarmatha Sambad, Nepal's global multi-stakeholder forum for dialogue, concluded yesterday in Kathmandu with the adoption of 25-point Sagarmatha call for action, emphasizing urgent collective efforts to address the climate crisis. In her closing remarks, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba highlighted the critical role of mountains in the climate system, stating the mountains are at the forefront of climate change impacts and vulnerabilities. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana also noted that the Sagarmatha Sambad had emerged as a platform advocating for climate justice, particularly for vulnerable countries bearing the brunt of climate change impacts. She stressed the need for urgent global action to address the issues faced by the mountain countries.
On the predicament of the mountains, it is only natural that we all must act urgently at all levels, be it local, national, regional, or global. But the global actions or inactions are impacting the mountains so much that there is greater responsibility of global actors, even more than before, to mitigate GHG emissions and support mountain countries to adapt and build resilience with finance, technology, and best practices. We would work together with the coastal countries and island countries to raise awareness globally about the interlinkages of the rapid melting of glaciers leading to floods and disasters on the lowlands and ultimately the sea level rise.
The Foreign Affairs Minister also called for these issues to be raised in all global and regional forums to sensitize the international community to the challenges faced by mountain communities. Likewise, Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial elaborated on the Sagarmatha Call for Action 2025, highlighting the impact of climate change on the mountain communities.
The Sagarmatha Call for Actions underscores the vital role of the glaciers and the mountain in securing water, food, biodiversity, health and disaster resilience. It highlights the disproportionate impact that nations face, especially mountain and indigenous communities, from climate change, despite their negligible contribution to this crisis.
The three-day forum, themed Climate Change, Mountains and the Future of Humanity, brought together voices of leaders, policymakers, experts and stakeholders from over 50 countries to discuss pressing climate issues affecting mountainous regions. Here is what they had to say on climate action in this report by Kaushal Khimire.
Nepal's Global Multi-Stakeholder Climate Forum, Sagarmatha Sambad, concluded on Sunday with the adoption of the Kathmandu Declaration titled the Sagarmatha Call for Action 2025. Apart from Nepali participants, the forum brought together over 150 foreign delegates from more than 50 countries, as well as members of diplomatic missions based in Nepal, representing sectors like climate, energy, tourism, and more. Let's hear what they had to say.
I'm Hannah Singer. I'm the United Nations resident coordinator in Nepal. I think I'm very pleased with the conference. I think this was a very good opportunity for Nepal to advocate strongly and to attract the attention of the impact of the climate on the Himalayas. The most important thing out of now, it's good to have a declaration, but equally important is to have a plan for the next 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, and this is really where we hope very much as UN to support the government of Nepal in with different stakeholders to develop a 50-year plan for to mitigate or to deal with the mountain agenda.
My name is Ash Sharma. I work for the Global Green Growth Institute. We are an international agency working here also in Nepal. I'm very honored to be here at the Sambad, and I found it to be a very interesting dialogue, lots of good conversations around the direction of travel that's needed for us to move towards a much more sustainable future here in the mountainous regions.
My name is Pam Pearson. I'm the director of the International Christ for Climate Initiative, and we work in mountain and polar regions to bring the science to the policymakers. Sagarmatha has been a wonderful place to bring together people from around the world about how important it is to preserve the glaciers and snow and other water resources of the planet in the face of climate change. The really important message coming from here is the need for ambition and the need to stay as close to the 1.5 degree Paris goal as we possibly can.
Namaste, my name is Dan Sweeney. I'm a lecturer and engineer from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in Boston, in USA. Really enjoyed the event. It's very well done. Big thanks to the government of Nepal, the Prime Minister, the Foreign Ministry, and the Tourism Board as well. They really did a great job, especially for us international visitors.
My name is Megan Nalbo, and I'm the country representative for the Asia Foundation here based in Nepal. And in terms of the Sagarmatha Sambad, I think it's an important step for the government of Nepal in coordination with regional partners that are concerned about the mountain agenda. It's a demonstration of Nepal's leadership, which is important for this moment in Nepal's history, but also in the years to come.
My name is Nils Hovius. I'm a hazard specialist at the German National Center for Geoscience Research. I've been inspired by the Sagarmatha Sambad. It has also opened my eyes to the fact that the glaciers, the high snow-covered peaks, are the poster childs for a climate crisis that works in high mountain areas. It is very important to stress that they're just the poster child and that the crisis spreads much beyond these high and spectacularly beautiful mountains, sprawls into the much more prevalent lower mountains, affects people not only through snow and ice melt, but most importantly through other aspects of climate change and their impact on the global water cycle.
Kaushal Kimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Foreign delegates attending the Sagarmatha Sambad were taken on a special mountain flight yesterday to showcase a panoramic view of the Himalayan range, including the highest peak, Mount Sagarmatha, the Everest. In the approximately one-hour mountain flight, they were able to get a close panoramic view of mountains Sagarmatha, Makalu, Nupse, Gauri Sankar and other mountain ranges. Meanwhile, Assistant Inspector of the Armed Police Force, APF Danta Bahadur Chatyal, successfully scaled Mount Sagarmatha, the world's highest peak, yesterday morning as a goodwill ambassador for the Sagarmatha Sambad. Chatyal reached the summit at 9:20 a.m. carrying both the official flag of the Armed Police Force and a banner bearing the message of Sagarmatha Sambad. The House of Representatives yesterday passed the Shahid Dasharath Chand Health Science University Bill 2081-BS. A session of the lower house unanimously endorsed the bill along with a report from the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee. Meanwhile, both the houses of the Federal Parliament are holding a meeting today. As per the Federal Parliament Secretariat's General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey, in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the ministers are scheduled to respond to the queries of the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development. Minister for Energy Deepak Khadka is also expected to table the Water Resources Bill 2081, seeking its approval from the lower house. Likewise, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung is scheduled to submit the Film Bill 2081 in the National Assembly meeting. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has said that the reduction in foreign development aid has affected Nepal's maternal, child and newborn life-saving program. Speaking in a roundtable discussion before the commencement of the 78th Assembly of the World Health Organization in Geneva of Switzerland, the health minister urged international donor agencies, including the United Nations, to ensure the continuity of aid. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Visiting Executive Director of the United Nations Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage, Ibrahima Sheikh Tayang paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at latter's official residence in Balwata yesterday. During the meeting, the Prime Minister thanked him for taking part in the first edition of the Sagarmatha Sambad. On the occasion, the executive director congratulated Nepal on the successful conclusion of the Sagarmatha Sambad, promising to give priority to Nepal while allocating funds. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now an international news update. Israel has announced it will allow a basic amount of food to enter Gaza to ensure that no starvation crisis develops. The BBC quoted a statement from the Prime Minister's office as saying the move was made on recommendation of the Israeli Defense Forces IDF and based on the need to support its renewed military offensive against Hamas. Aid agencies have warned about the risk of famine among Gaza's 2.1 million population as footage and accounts emerge of emaciated children suffering malnutrition. Israel has come under increasing pressure to lift its blockade during which no food, fuel or medicines have been allowed in. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Meanwhile, gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of the Tarai regions of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sagarmatha Sambad, Nepal's multi-stakeholder forum for dialogue on climate action, concludes with adoption of 25-point Sagarmatha call for action. Government sees dialogue as key platform for global climate justice advocacy. House of Representatives endorses Shahid Dasrath Chand Health Science University Bill. And Israel to allow basic quantity of food into Gaza to avoid starvation crisis. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.